It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's go. Glad you're with us. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a Niner great coming on later. Jesse Sapolo is going to be on the show.
All right.
A lot of dubs, man. A lot of dubs. It's hard not to get excited. I don't really care who they played. I don't think you can keep out of this conversation that the Warriors are down their top two scorers, and it's pretty hard not to get at least a little bit excited about the way this thing has started.
Yeah, it could only be one game better, which would be 5-0, and 4-1 is fantastic. And I don't worry about the schedule after five games. And if you want to look at the upcoming road trip, which is five games, and you've got Boston on there, and you've got a couple of tougher games that are still ahead. Yeah, and ultimately, you're going to play whoever you have on your schedule, and you're going to do what you can do, and you stay healthy, and if you play good basketball, you'll be there in the end.
I want to play this one more time, okay? From NBC Sports Bay Area, Bob Fitzgerald, Kalena are sitting there talking to Draymond post-game, and listen to him talk about how this year is different than last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions, and so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So, I mean, I'm willing to just be the weirdo here. I buy it, but I want to check myself a little bit. Like, should I be buying this? Are you buying this?
I've been buying it, yeah. And I gave him a fresh start in my own mind to start the year. And when you watch him play, I've seen a big difference in how he acts. When things don't go his way, his default used to be to blow up at the refs, and I'm not seeing it at the same level. And the one tech he got was a conversational tech, and it was during the second free throw after the shot foul where he just wouldn't stop. It wasn't histrionics. It wasn't him going bananas and going right at the ref and getting in their face, and that, I think, is where he needs to make the change, and I think that he has, and it's a small sample and the rest of it, and yes, he thrives by playing on that edge, but he can play on that edge and still not get into it with the officials and still be that same player.
888-957-957 is the number. Is this a new Draymond? Are you buying it? Or are these just words and it's early and games are going well? We would love to hear from you on that. Are you buying that there's a new Draymond in town? 888-957-9570. We can talk it out. You know what's interesting about Draymond, though? When you hear a sound clip like that, it's not like we haven't heard that before. I will give Draymond this. No matter how emotional he is or whatever mistakes he's made, he will come back around after the fact and take accountability, at least with words. He's been able to sit up on a podium before and say, I was wrong. I had to call Jordan Poole's family or whatever. Whatever it is. He's been able to say that after the fact. What he hasn't been able to do is follow that up 2, 3, 4, 5, or 12 nights later and essentially behave differently. And those of us who have defended it in the past, and he even sort of references it within that clip we just heard, which is we've always said, look, you take the emotion out of Draymond's game, you're taking a very, very big piece of his game out. If this guy can actually find a way to still play with his edge and play with that streak, but not have it spill out and either get directed at a ref or get directed at the crotch of another player or whatever we're talking about, then I think we really got something. And we do have a changed Draymond. I understand it's going to take more than five basketball games to convince everyone, but there's something about, and I can't put my finger on it, Dibs, there's something about the look and the sound of him right now that's making me believe it.
Yeah, and I believe it, and maybe I'm gullible, and maybe you are too, but it reminds me a lot of addiction, and I have similar anger issues to Draymond Green, and so when I watch him, and I see what he's doing, and I hear now what he's saying that he's trying to do, it makes me feel a lot like myself, because when you have anger issues, it's not something that you can just decide, all right, that's over, it's done, I'm a new man, there you go, believe me, that's all done and dusted. It's like anything else where you got to stack days. And right now, Draymond's got 5 games under his belt, he's got 1 tech, but that technical foul, to me, is not a classic Draymond tech. Yep. Where the ones where I start to have issue is where you see it coming. He gets mad at a call, he goes off, and then a couple plays later, he gets even more mad, and he gets a tech, and then a couple plays later, he gets super mad, and he gets a second tech, and he gets ejected, or he gets frustrated, and he chokes a guy, he hits a guy, whatever he does, it becomes escalating, and it goes up and up and up. And I do think that Draymond now, being older and gone, having gone through everything he's gone through, which is a lot, suspensions, NBA final suspensions, punching a teammate, suspended last year twice for actions against opponents. And so now maybe he's at a point where he really wants to change. But like with any other addiction, and I'm not saying he's addicted to getting texts, but I see an anger issue that reminds me of myself, and I know where my triggers are, and I know that there are things that I have to do to try to avoid that. And so, yeah, it's not something that you can just say, oh, I've gotten over that. Every single day when you get in those situations, and I have my situations that are not basketball, his are basketball related. And so when you get on the court and those things happen, you have to be able to, in that moment, either walk away or diffuse or do whatever you can do to avoid it. And I do think that he's more conscious of that.
I think that's a good point. I'll also sort of bring this into the conversation. This is just me wondering aloud. How old is Draymond now? Is he turned 35 yet? 34? 35?
I think he will be 35 this year.
Something there. Like, I was looking at, I was watching when I was at the game the other night. The big screen kind of zeroed in on him at one point, and I was like, that beard's getting gray.
Gray, yep.
That beard is getting gray.
He'll be 35 in March.
Okay.
So,
and, which is not an old man. But,
no?
but in NBA terms, you're getting up there, and obviously he's been around the block a number of times. But I thought you sort of had a similar sound when you came to work this week with a little yellow thing on your wrist. And it's because you were chasing your baby girl.
Yep.
And you slipped and fell. And there's always like, I think no matter what it is we're talking about, as you get older in life, you start to gain more humility surrounding your weaknesses. And that's what I wonder if Draymond finally, at long last, realized. And it's a combination of A, my beard's getting grayer. B, I'm probably not quite the player. Like, for instance, guarding Zion is starting to hurt more than it used to.
Did great, though, both games.
Yes, although he says didn't love the first game so much. He loved last night a lot more.
Yep.
I don't know how many more years I'm going to get to do this. My partner in crime, Steph Curry, is even a few years older than me. We're running out of time. We got this interesting infusion of youth around us that maybe has sort of revitalized me a little bit. You've also removed two players that at one time or another over the last 2 years, whether it was fair or not, clearly got under his skin in Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson, and a locker room that we've been told was uncomfortable at times. All of these examples are to say, I wonder if there's sort of a new self-awareness and humility surrounding his weaknesses that are making him go, you know what, like, I know we've said 28 times already, it's time to make a change, but that's lip service. You actually maybe have arrived at a time where you need to actually do it.
And you look at last year, and I think that he can be rightfully, not embarrassed, but disappointed with not only how he performed, but how the team performed. He only played in 55 games, and I don't remember him being hurt that much, yep. And he missed a bunch of games because the league told him, you don't get to play right now. And so that becomes embarrassing, and I do think that Draymond has an eye toward what's next, and what's next is already set up for him. He's going to be a media member. He could coach. He could be front office. He could do whatever he wants, but he has to make sure that his reputation doesn't devolve any further into this image of him as a you know, miscreant or a malcontent, right, and all the rest of it.
Let's go to Steve O in the city. Again, 888-957-9570. Draymond says it's a new me. You buying it? Steve O, thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a Draymond jersey. I love Draymond. I'm not buying it. We heard it last year when he came back from his suspension. He went to counseling, and he still got texts. And, you know, maybe he can control his temper with foul calls and stuff like that. Eventually, I think he's going to, you know, get a little too comfortable and start chirping a little bit. But it's going to be an opposing player who knows how to push his buttons. He's going to get frustrated. And you're going to see another Sabonis kind of an incident or Gobert kind of an incident. And it's just how he's built. As much as he wants to try, as much as I believe his intentions are good, Draymond's going to Draymond.
Steve-O, thanks. It's a very, very fair point. And if you don't want to buy this yet, I get it. I really do. I will also say, though, something sounds different this time around, and I can't put my finger on what it is. And in fact, Filmo Mike just hit us up on the Comcast business text line, and he sort of indicated the same thing. He's like, there's something about Draymond this time around.
Hello?
It sounds different than similar quotes have in the past. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And it's early. It's 5 games in and they're 4-1. So yeah. I do think that you could look at it and say, well, it's early. And, you know, the caller makes a good point about players who will go for him and come for him and
for sure,
tougher opponents and all the rest of it. But I'm seeing maybe he's looking in the mirror and going, damn, Draymond, you're gray. You're gray. It's year 13. It's time to maybe scale it back a little bit. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope that, you know, he's seeing that and realizing that he needs to be a little bit better.
888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, we'll play it for you again here in just a sec. What Draymond said last night, I really want to believe him. And damn it, I think I do. But are you buying it? It's a new, softer, feelier Draymond. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls. How you doing today? It's Willard and Dibbs.
Stand on it. Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ingram penetrates, Robinson, Earl, Hawkins, run off the line by Pajemski, he'll drive it, blocked by Kuminga. Kuminga, good defensive help, finds Pajemski, he gets middle, throws out to Draymond, right wing Moody, left hand dribble back to Draymond, unguarded, top of the key, three, another one for Draymond Green. Warriors 42, Pelicans 39.
If they're not going to guard him, he's going to shoot it.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, we good. Draymond Green leading us in. What's up, everyone? Bonte and the guys on NBC Sports Bay Area had a cool Draymond stat at halftime because Draymond had hit two threes. And they had their record, what the Warriors' record is when Draymond hits at least two threes. But Bonte jumps in and goes, hey, if he hits another one, this game is pretty much over. The Warriors, historically, if Draymond Green hits three threes in a basketball game, 52-7.
Yeah, wow.
And Draymond came out in the third quarter and buckets!
Yep,
I'm like, well, I'm going to bed. Good night!
It's over.
Night and night.
It was already feeling over anyway, but that definitely ended things. It's a damn impressive win coming off of a very impressive win.
I mean, I don't deserve any flowers for this, but I am going to reboot, like, just in a positivity sort of a vibe. I remember saying to you on Tuesday, why is everyone asking for a split? Let's go!
Feels like you're asking for flowers.
Get your brooms out! You can win both of these!
Is a two-game sweep really broom-worthy? When you have two games against New Orleans and you win both?
With no Steph and no Andrew, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Forget who they didn't have.
Hey, if the Dodgers came here for a two-game set and the Giants won both, you're damn right. I'm riding to work on a broom the next day.
But if they won the first game in a two-game set, you wouldn't bring a broom to the second game. That would be really awkward, and that'd be kind of sad and pathetic.
And I would totally do that.
Yeah, I doubt it. You wouldn't, but yeah.
I mean, I'm the kind of guy that would completely ignore your little one-third of a championship from 4 years ago. I would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're trying.
I would do it. I'm not trying. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Yep.
And I'm doing it well.
You're doing it.
888-957-9570. So, again, what we're talking about right now, do you buy that this is a new Draymond? A new day-day, if you will. Draymond Green, NBC Sports Bay Area, after the game last night. Listen closely to these words.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know, I know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well. didn't act well. And, you know, I want to, like you said, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big, important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
Two things here, Dibs, that stand out to me. Number one, I think the line that gets me is not when he says, hey, you know, like, I wasn't acting right, I wasn't playing right, I want to do better. I feel like I've heard that before. But when Day-Day goes, listen, trying to understand that referees are just, they're human, they're people too.
Yeah.
They make mistakes.
Yeah, wow.
It's an emotional game, but I want to work with those emotions. That line feels different to me. Combined with the fact that approaching age 35, which in NBA terms means you're approaching 75, and saying that you're still willing to learn. Because I know a lot of people, whether it's within your job or your life or whatever, you get to a certain point, you're like, I'm stone. It's just me. You just got to deal with it. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to change anymore. Those are the two aspects of that soundbite that connect at least with me and make me think that maybe we're on to something this time around.
Well, we could be, and it's easy to say that when you're 4-1 after a game, and it's harder to do that in the moment when you go there and you get a call that doesn't go your way, and you saw it last night, and he did it the right way, which is he thought that the call was wrong. He did the twirly finger and marched over to Steve Kerr, and Steve, after having denied Brandon Podziemski, who joins us at 3:15,
sure
we can
does.
Ask him about you know, how that feels.
Can't wait to have a conversation with Brandon Podziemski today.
I mean, when you want it reviewed and your coach basically says no, even though you were right.
Very right, yes.
Like, that's got to be a little bit of a delicate dance, because it was early enough in the game to where, yes, it was just an out-of-bounds possession, and, you know, you want it reviewed right, but it's the call was wrong, but I'd really like to save my challenge for something that's more impactful, like, I don't know, points, free throws.
I mean, a piece of this for me, I don't know if y'all felt this way too, is Steve Kerr's looking at Pods going, dude, you're in your second year.
Exactly.
When you're in your 12th year and you give me the finger, first of all, I won't be here anymore. But second of all, when you twirl in year 12, I'm listening.
When you're a former DPOY and you're going to the Hall of Fame.
You're going to the Hall.
And this is something to ask Steve, and I will ask him next week about, like, how does he go about deciding which finger twirl to acknowledge, recognize, and act upon, because when Draymond does it, it does have a little bit extra heft.
And isn't Draymond undefeated so far this year?
Finger twirls?
Every time they've reviewed it, he's right. The call gets overturned.
It was until the second challenge last night.
Okay, until the second.
When he was 4-for-4, all on Draymond challenges, Steve Kerr was, before that last one. So he's now 4-for-5, but still all 5 have been on Draymond fouls.
Okay, and Pods is 0-for-0.
Correct.
Because Steve just looked at him and said, I don't care.
Right. Go back and play. It's basically what it was.
Just play.
Yeah, just play. And I honestly, if Draymond wanted to give the ultimate gift back to basketball, he would become an official. Because he knows a lot about the game. Oh. And he tends to be almost always right. He would be an incredible official.
He'd be an incredible coach. He'd be an incredible broadcaster. He'd be an incredible official. He's an incredible basketball player. All of those things. Just those emotions, man. Okay, let's hear from everybody. 888-957-9570. T.I. in Oakland. Hey, T.I., thanks for calling. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, not too much. Mark, I want to agree with you. First of all, I just believe that Draymond is starting to unlock some humility. He's a great player. I love his fire. But the only thing that I saw that he would need to change is his humility. How he approaches the game is great. And then, Dibs, I agree with you as well. I saw him go on the court last night and kind of coach up the young fellas. And I feel like this is all coming from Draymond knowing that it's getting to the end. And if we all remember last year how they brought up he might be a coach, Lakeham did. So I think it all fares well for the Warriors if Draymond can keep that same attitude going forward. Thank you.
T.I., thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Yeah, listen, I sort of tiptoe into this opinion. I really do. because I don't want to be gullible. I don't want to be wrong, but there's something about this one that sounds and feels a little bit different. And maybe it's also the context. Maybe it's getting tucked inside the optimism of right now, right? It's the beginning of the season, which is always an optimistic time. Now they've come out, they've won four of their first five. They've done it at least twice without two of their top players, including their absolute franchise player. That leads to a moment of relaxation for the players and for the fans. So here's where I will almost battle back with myself is I don't think Draymond has been confronted yet with what will be the most difficult times. You mentioned already, there are other players around the league that know damn well how to do this, how to get into Draymond's skin. Can you do it on the road? They haven't had a close game on the road yet against a veteran team. Can you do it when you're losing three in a row? Can you do it later in the season when your body's not feeling well? I think all of those challenges are still to come, but there's something that feels good about it right now.
Yeah, it's early, and I'm happy about it because I understand what it takes, and it takes just a one-day-at-a-time mentality. And yeah, you go to Houston on Saturday, and that's going to be a difficult game because Houston is young and up-and-coming, and they've got some size, and Draymond will be challenged. And then you go to Washington, and you go up against your old buddy, your former little brother, Jordan Poole, who's actually playing pretty well through early days in Washington. Then you go to Boston, you take on the defending champs, and you know that's going to be emotionally charged, and the Boston crowd's going to be all over him, and blank you, Draymond chance may pop up again. Then you go to Cleveland, then you end up with OKC. Not an easy road trip. There's going to be some adversity on this trip, but I hope that he keeps that one-day-at-a-time mentality because he can get through it.
Let's go to Burns in South City. Burns, before your Draymond point, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Damn, I'm thinking gummies, y'all. Anything gummy-wise, you know what I mean?
I'll take off. That's adult Halloween, Burns.
Yeah, right.
I mean, okay, all right. You thinking up the name with the selection. I hear you, but yeah, okay.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I got you. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, Burns. What's up?
All right, I got a question for y'all. What do you say the morning after you put a disappointing Warriors season to bed?
What do you say the morning after you put a disappointing Warriors season to bed? It's a new day?
It's a brand new day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good shot. I shot my shot. That's all I got. Yep.
No, you're close. When you mentioned day earlier, I thought of it. Anyways, I think the difference between why this feels more impactful is that I don't think anyone's expecting Draymond to say anything. You know what I mean? Like, after the suspensions, we're all on the edge of our seats waiting for a response. And to be honest, it was a flat response. Like, we see, like, okay, you're going to counseling, you're going to anger therapy, but, like, those weren't, like, real words coming from the heart, from a place of reflection. And I think he mentioned it earlier, like, he's humanizing himself, and he's humanizing referees, and he's humanizing his younger players that he's looking over. And I was at the game last night, right? And it was great to watch because I wasn't bothered by anything that Draymond was doing on the court that wasn't basketball-related, right? Like, the only thing I was bothered by, I was like, Draymond, shoot the three, the Bonte stat, right? And he ended up shooting it, and we ended up winning, right? So, that being said, I'm gonna take what he said with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hope for the best, and, like, I think that Boston game is gonna be the gauge, the thermometer for Draymond, the new Draymond turning a leaf, because they're gonna go at him. I swear, fans, players, but I'll watch it all play out with a grin on my face because Warriors are cooking. The Warriors are cooking, boys, and thank you for your time, guys. Love y'all.
Burns, thanks. Yep. Appreciate it. Okay, this is a really good point that he just made, and I would love to highlight this. I wonder, did y'all catch what I think was the core of what Burns just said? The reason that what Draymond's saying is landing this time is because he's not forced to say it. He's not holding a press conference after getting reinstated or after getting kicked out of a game. It's sort of like in the past, Draymond has been that person that apologizes to you after you look at them and go, you owe me an apology.
Right.
Well, that's not as authentic. The apology is going to land a lot more if you're still mad and the other person just stops you right there walking down the hall and goes, hey, I want to tell you I'm sorry. I messed up. I was out of line. Draymond is bringing this up at a time when no one's asking, or at least no one's triggered by it. Nobody's worried because there was no tech last night. There has not been a suspension. And Draymond's mind is there when it doesn't have to be. I think that's a tremendous observation by Burns.
Yeah, and it's something that certainly can come early in the year and something that he's obviously thought about in the offseason, and he mentioned it in that cut that he had a bad year last year, not only in how he played, but in how he acted. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he has gone out and had some reflection. And if he goes out and something happens again, well, it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily off the bandwagon, because there's going to be some hiccups and some missteps.
888-957-9570. Keep them coming. Sabrina in Oakley. Hi, Sabrina. Thank you for calling. What is your best Halloween costume in your life?
I've had so many. I guess a Wolverine. I did a Wolverine.
Okay.
Costume, like a studio. It's pretty fun.
All right. I like it. Are you dressing up this year? Oh man, I'm gonna put you on hold, Sabrina. Hey, Lucas, can you work with her and see if you can get her to a better spot? I would love to hear what she has to say, but right now I can't hear. Let's go to David in Watsonville. Hi, David. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to talk a little bit about JK, the way he's been playing the last couple of games, man. I've never seen him have this IQ before. I know last year he had that run of scoring, but man, it just seems like these last couple of games he's really seeing the floor. He's making the right decisions. He's playing Warriors basketball, and I feel like he deserves his flowers for that.
Well, David,
he made some of the best passes I've seen him make in his career in that first game against New Orleans this series.
David, hold right there, because I know you wanted to say something about Draymond too, but I'm glad you brought up Jonathan Kuminga. Dibs, you and I obviously spent the majority of our show talking about Kuminga and the reported sort of at least frustration that he was feeling about being moved to a role off of the bench. I thought he threw water on the whole fire with one exchange last night.
Right, right.
One exchange. This was perfect. This was absolutely a clinic. And he's sitting there with Kareth Burke, who asked the right question, which is, what do you think of what's going on? But the way she phrased it was, what do you think of your role change? And listen to what Jonathan says.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Or just coming off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter. It's, you know, still, we all still playing out there, so it don't really matter. It's just going out there and being a professional and just playing as hard as you can. You know, all the minutes you get, no matter if it's two or whatever minutes you get, you know, you just gotta go out there and just perform at the highest level, you know, it don't matter what it is. And, you know, just perform at the highest level. That's what you get. That's when you get all the minutes you want, but just going out there and not taking anything for granted, just playing as hard as you can.
I mean, that whole thing was about 35 seconds, but 5 seconds in, I was already like, we're done here.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He's like, the role hasn't changed.
No, he's just about playing and being a pro, and that's what Zaza Pachulia told us on Tuesday when I asked him what advice he would give to JK and all younger players, and he said, just be a pro, and that's it. And I do think that Jonathan, in his last two times he spoke after games, he used that same phrase. So he's focused on that, and it doesn't matter if you play 2 minutes or 28 minutes or whatever you play. You go out there, you do your best, you contribute, you entertain, you perform, and that's it.
Well, and actually, though, I do think I get what he's saying, but it would matter if he was only getting 2 minutes. The issue here is he's still getting between 25 to 30 minutes, even though he doesn't start. And so I loved his two answers. The role hasn't changed. And then she said, well, what about not starting? He said, it doesn't matter. We're all just playing. And no minutes in the game are less important than the other minutes, unless you're up by 20 with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
Those don't matter.
Pat Spencer's minute.
Exactly.
And Beekman's minute. And Guy Santos and his minute.
Those minutes.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that don't matter. All right, back to David, though. Did you have something you wanted to say about Draymond, David?
Yeah, I just think that the way Draymond's handling this season and his emotions, it reflects on how the younger guys play, too, because he could play more of that leader role if he's easier to listen to. In my opinion, if he's that last year's Draymond where he's going crazy, where he's getting suspended every other game, but this season he's himself, and these younger guys can really look up to him to his full potential. I think it's great for the team, and I think that it's reflecting a lot on JK too.
David, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I would hope. I mean, that's one thing. We talked about that a lot last year with regard to Jonathan Kuminga trying to come into his own and doing it at a time where this is the example that Draymond is setting and sort of worrying about the way that this is filtering down to the young guys. Obviously, throw the Jordan Poole punch into this whole thing. Like, you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're year two, and you're looking at this, and you're like, this is what the leaders on the team are showing me. Not good. Not good. Whatever that storm was, though, at least in this moment, those two players look like they've weathered it.
Yeah, it also looks like the overall locker room culture is better, not only because of Draymond and Steph, and maybe it's because Clay and his negativity is gone. Whatever is not there anymore, if Draymond can be what we've seen, which is out on the floor coaching up five guys and, you know, giving attaboys to Moses Moody at the foul line, even though he made a mistake on defense that caused Draymond to commit a foul, leadership, mentorship, and coaching and all the rest of it, that's only going to make younger players feel better and play better.
Sabrina's back. Let's see if she got to a better spot.
Let's go, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Woo! That voice sounds good now.
Yeah, I had to run inside Target to get some last-minute candy.
Oh, yeah,
you're not alone.
I'm guilty of the candy shopping earlier today as well. Yep, I'm a day of candy shopper.
Yeah, so pretty much I'll make it quick. It's just like, you know, I definitely believe Draymond, but I want others to understand that he could make a mistake, but that mistake is not necessarily just on him. It also has to go with, does the refs want to get rid of the reputation that he already has? Because, you know, there's other people that will argue the same amount that he would, and it might be something that's very little, very timid, but he still might get a technical. So we just also have to understand it from both ends. Like, you know, I definitely believe that he's going to come in there and do his best, but he still might get a technical here and there, and that's okay.
That's a great point, Sabrina, because I think, and thank you so much for hanging with us and trying back.
I see it completely the other way.
Okay, Sabrina, thanks.
I think that he gets more of a leash than other players.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. When he argues a call, like yesterday, for example, Pods, he was demonstrative over the out-of-bounds call that clearly didn't go off him, and he threw his hands up, and he stomped away from the ref. Boom, T. If Draymond does that, no T. Draymond gets a lot more leash, in my opinion, than a less experienced player, and that's the way the system is built, where they know Draymond. And Draymond, I believe, gets a lot more room, especially after he gets that first tech, because Draymond knows they don't want to throw him out. So he gets the first one, and then what do we normally see from Draymond? The old Draymond, not the new Draymond. The old Draymond gets a tech, and he doubles down.
He's going to go after you again.
And he knows that you don't want to throw him out. And so I think that Draymond Green gets a lot more leash than a lot of other players.
You might be right. That's interesting. I think that where his reputation hurts him might be sort of the after-the-fact stuff when it gets to the league office. And for instance, that's when, you know, he's going to get suspended for longer because of his history and whatnot. We keep talking this out, 888-957-9570. And Brandon Pajemski is going to join us in 20 minutes. But there's also this. I got to ask a Buddy Hield-related question. And in particular, if you've ever rooted for the Sacramento Kings before, will you please be listening closely and be prepared to call in? Because there is flat out something I don't get. And we got to talk it out. And we'll do that next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And we're brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine, Springwater, Willard & Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.